The Greek cross temple idea struck later popes as altogether too pagan. A big long nave was added, the opposite of what Bramante and Michelangelo had wanted. But you still feel the essence of his ingenio beneath that dome. Rising 120 meters above the ground, over 40 meters diameter, the tallest dome in the world, taller than the dome of the Suleymaniye Mosque, taller than the Hagia Sophia. The work of the man his biographers called Il Divino, the Divine One. No one would have quite dared to say that about Mima Sinan. But in Europe, a cult of the superhero artist listening to his own voice, which is to say the echo of God rather than his patron, had taken off. Their lives were now, for the first time since antiquity, the subject of page-turning biographies, as fascinating, if not more so, than those of saints and kings, for often they describe the work of sinners. And among the gallery of self-described geniuses, no one sinned quite like the Florentine goldsmith Benvenuto Cellini. It was from house arrest for living in sin with a boyfriend who had shopped him to the authorities that Cellini wrote his blood-soaked, chest-beating thriller of an autobiography, which, aside from the catalogue of murders, prison escapes, and gunfights, was one long document of yearning to be treated as a true artist's genius alongside his hero, Michelangelo. Michelangelo knew Cellini, and in fact on at least one occasion gave him a hearty endorsement. But as the world's best goldsmith, and for Benvenuto, that was not going to be enough. Only a bona fide genius, after all, could have managed to turn a golden salt cellar into a witty, erotic sculpture. But the godly form of Poseidon showed that Cellini could make heroic figures with the best of them. In Florence, the bronze to beat was Donatello's heroine from scripture, Judith.